7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. Mike Wood, he is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So you guys announced that you have made an arrest in the connection with the homicide of a homeless man on near Palafox in Jordan.
Yeah, we made that arrest yesterday morning. Our investigators worked on that case since the day that it happened back in January. And, you know, when you're working with these cases involving transients, that is the problem. They are transient. They move. They leave town. They go to different places within town sometimes. And it's a lot of times a difficult case to solve. But our investigators, like I've said many times before, are among the best in the country. And they're not going to let go of this. They did not. And they stayed on it and made an arrest. So he was charged with a second-degree homicide, and there were two other individuals that were seriously injured, too, and that's where the aggravated battery charges came from.
All right, and the individual who's been arrested is also someone who's a transient?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know, good work. That's what you guys do after the fact. You come in and find the person. Anything that we haven't already heard about in the last day or two as far as crimes? I didn't see anything besides that, but you obviously are closer to it than I am. Anything like that?
No, we've had a couple of rollover crashes in the city, which is kind of unusual too in 1 week. But fortunately,
yeah,
there were minor injuries in those. So, that's about it. Though it's been quiet crime wise.
Very well. You know, hey, I'm not happy about the rollovers, but I will take a lack of major crime stories. That's always a good bit of news. You guys this week unveiled the autism kits that are going to go in police and fire vehicles, right?
Yeah, that's a great piece of equipment, and I know that you know Lieutenant Donahoe. He's a great man, a great supervisor. Came up with this idea. Knows a lot about autism, and this came to mind. And he went to Autism Pensacola with the idea. Went to the chief of police and Chief Craner, and everybody jumped on board to have these kits put in the police cruisers and on fire apparatus. And that is to help those who have issues during emergency situations, who are, you know, people with autism and folks that don't, that do have, you know, just get overloaded in situations like that. So these kits are going to help out those people. And, we were glad to see that and be a part of that.
And what, you know, I wasn't able to be at the press conference where they were shown off. What's actually in the kit? It's like, I understand it to be headphones, fidget spinners, stuff. Can you tell me what are the particulars?
Yeah, that's what I saw. It was the noise-canceling headphones. You know, a lot of times when they're having sensory overload, it's because of a lot of noise going on, a lot of things happening, and they're able to put those headphones on and calm down. There's also things like coloring books, fidget spinners, and other items in there that will kind of take their mind, hopefully, off the situation that's going on and calm them down.
And I know, and pardon me for not remembering, but I know Santa Rosa has rolled out the stickers that are going to be on cars and on windows of houses in order to identify that this is a place where you might encounter somebody who's got some different needs. And pardon me if you guys already have this, but is there some program like that? Because it seems like a natural corollary to go along with having the kits in the cars to have an alert.
Yeah, it does seem like one would they would help out each other. And I don't know that we have the stickers, and I don't know that Santa Rosa has the kits. So maybe getting together and swapping ideas is something that may happen in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I was thinking, is it seems like, you know, you all have the back end and they have the front end. Let's just get just both ends. You know, let's deal with the whole thing, every part of the problem. One of the other things I was kind of curious about, and, you know, some people are going to just not believe I didn't know this, but I'm going to ask you the question. Who handles medical response in the city? There's not an EMS for the city. Is that just the county? Because I know you got the fire department, you got the police department. There's no Pensacola EMS, right?
Right. It's the Escambia County EMS handles both the city and the county.
But your officers are kind of more and more being tasked with handling this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. You know, back when I started, we were trained in first aid and CPR, and that was it. But now the officers have the defibrillators in their cruisers now for people that are have gone into cardiac arrest. They have been issued tourniquets now. The officers have the tourniquets on their gun belts now, and that's for, you know, for the citizens and for the officers themselves. If they were to get into a situation where that's needed, it's right there on their utility belt. And then recently, as you all know, that the officers have the Narcan,
yeah.
And the Narcan has saved lives so far. So, yeah, there's been some over the years, a lot of devices or equipment issued to the officers that can help out in emergency medical situations.
Now, are they getting, you know, full-blown EMT and or upper-level paramedic training? Is that something that the officers have a chance to go through or that they're being encouraged to go through?
Well, we have some officers that are certified EMTs, but that's not something that they're required to have. That's something from prior jobs. You know, some of the smaller departments in the country, the officer is the firefighter, the EMT, and the police officer. That's not, you know, what we are. I don't see us going that direction right now, but that's something that may happen in the future, just not right now.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And, you know, it's kind of the growing scope of concerns for police officers. Last thing, we like to always ask you if there's a myth or, you know, a did-you-know kind of thing related to police officers. You have one for this week?
Yeah, I do, and the myth is, and this is concerning the Pensacola Police Department, that if you don't see a black and white Tahoe, then the police are not around. And I'm speaking specifically on the 3 Mile Bridge. We've had a lot of instances where people are speeding on that bridge, and I can tell you, I drive a black Silverado, and once you hit a switch, it lights up like a Christmas tree. We have a lot of other cars that go on that bridge that are unmarked. That will pace you. We have speedometers that are calibrated once a year, and we can pace these vehicles, stop those vehicles, and issue citations for speeding. So just because you don't see a black and white in the area does not mean a Pensacola police officer is not behind you on that bridge.
But your truck, you sometimes have lights on your truck. They don't realize that blue lights are not construction vehicles?
Well, you know, I've made several traffic stops on that bridge, and that's the first thing they say. They see the pickup truck, and they immediately associate that with construction, and they thought that I was a member of the construction crew for the bridge, and the first thing I tell them is that construction vehicles are not allowed to have blue lights in the state of Florida, and that still doesn't mean that you can speed just because there are construction vehicles in the area. That is construction zone, and that is an enhanced penalty.
Have the last question for you, Mike. I said last question before, but have the speed bumps helped you in enforcing the? has that cut down on the problem at all?
You know, you got me on that. I would say that it probably would if they were there, but that was a good April Fool's joke you got me. And but you know, right now we're just going to leave it up to the officers, several of us that are out there in unmarked vehicles, and we just want everybody to slow down, observe the speed limit on the bridge. We've already had one fatality on the bridge. We certainly don't want to see any more.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, for all the people who believe that story, there were an awful lot of people who were like, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, you know, given the fact that people speed so badly and it's so dangerous on that bridge. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for the service.
Thank you, Andrew.